going to be a good day, and this weekend will be a good weekend. Weather-wise, looks a little yucky. For those of you who are celebrating March Madness, though, it won't make any difference because you'll stay inside or you'll be somewhere. I cannot imagine. I guess I am sort of imagining because I'm I'm looking at the numbers of people, the interest and the money that's made in this March Madness. That's madness in and of itself. So we'll talk about that later in this hour, depending on how we get wrapped up in. Really? The Malaysian Airlines flight is still the big subject? Woo!
Really?
Not. Ken Kessler here with me on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. That way, I guess, if he's Ken Kessler, I guess I got to be Doug. I'll fill in for Doug on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Okay, so from yesterday through yesterday, day and night, long-range reconnaissance aircraft out searching the same basic area in the Indian Ocean. Malaysian airliner gone. Not forgotten, though, obviously, because aircraft from Australia, New Zealand, United States are searching that area about 1,500 miles. If you can imagine, how do you even begin when you look at the water? It's water. And how do you keep your concentration up? I remember being on a cruise and you couldn't see land and looking around, water everywhere, and not a drop to drink, and not a piece of anything in the ocean either. So they're about 15. The area is about 1,500 miles from Perth, Australia. Long distance planes, limited time, or they don't become a number themselves, a statistic, and drop into the ocean. The Norwegian cargo ship was in the area. Also moving around looking through the night. Bad weather there, so that certainly is hindering the search. An Australian naval vessel, a Chinese icebreaker, and six ships from the Malaysian Navy headed into the southern Indian Ocean to search as well today. So what's this all about? You've seen by now the pictures of the debris. Yesterday, I think, wasn't it, two, three, four of these ships, these planes were out there, Kenny, and they didn't see anything, right? Was there anything spotted by anybody yesterday other than what's on the satellite picture? Has anybody actually seen something floating around in the ocean?
No, nobody has seen a thing yet.
No, okay. And with yet, do we think that something comes out of it? How do you know? You don't really, no, you just keep your fingers crossed, only because you'd like to see that there is some kind of resolve to this, that you know really what happened and it wasn't taken away by some force greater than we are, and it wasn't shot down and it wasn't hit by some meteor and it didn't run out of fuel or it didn't blow up. You want to make sure the scientific method is to eliminate possibilities so you come up with, through research, what the real answer here is, and that's what makes people so crazy. Here's a conversation with Taco's Jimmy Cephalo. The CBS guy on the scene is Peter Greenberg. They talk about the search and what's today's big story.
What have you learned? Anything new?
Well, they're still looking at that area, about 1,500 miles southwest of Perth. That's a pretty big grid of the ocean. That is the Indian Ocean, which leads us to believe that water depth is pretty deep. They found this one 80-foot-long piece of wreckage. They don't know what it is yet. It was only done on satellite imagery. They're looking at additional satellite imagery to see, you know, if they can backtrack it in time, where it may have come from, because we're dealing with current flow, speed, direction, you name it. Investigators are hopeful this might be a good sign. Again, we still don't know.
Right. I would imagine darkness has fallen in that area already, and probably that search must have been at least delayed.
Well, it's more than darkness. They had an issue with fog and weather with low visibility.
All right. And so they're able to go back in time, look at those satellite photos, and because this thing may have floated, if it indeed is part of the wreckage, any wreckage, it could have floated for a very long period, maybe 1,000 miles.
Well, probably not 1,000 miles, but remember, this plane was reported running for at least 4 to 5 hours after the transponder was turned off.
Right.
Assuming it stayed in that same westerly direction, you may be right. about how far it flew. Now, if you figure out the current flows at about 3 to 4 knots, normally on an average, then you start multiplying that by the number of hours and the number of days, we're talking a couple hundred miles at least.
Right, and understanding the direction from where that that part might have floated, it give you a much better idea about where to locate this.
It'll give you a better idea, but not a precise idea. For example, when Air France Flight 447 went in the Atlantic Ocean, going between Sao Paulo and Paris, they knew more or less where that plane went in. But still, they couldn't find any wreckage. When they found the wreckage, the largest piece of wreckage they found intact was the tail of that plane. That was nearly 70 miles away from where the plane was finally found. So there's a lot more work to be done.
All right. So I guess maybe we'll update you as much as we can on where the search stands. I suppose that's part of that report there from that gentleman. The investigation itself, what do you know? There seems to be no real focus anymore on anybody on the plane who might have been a potential hijacker other than the pilot, Kenny, right? I don't see anything that has suggested anybody else may be a suspect when you put all the pieces together. I don't see anything new. I don't see anything new here at all, frankly, in the last 24 hours. They're out looking for, at least the weather's better. So with the weather being better, and you go out in the Indian Ocean and you look for potential debris. I think that's about it. We could spend a whole lot more time on this, and I suppose maybe we ought to, but I don't get that we're getting anywhere or we're getting anything. It's the same. It kind of is this television malaise that has settled in. It's the same old thing over and over and over again. So what's the point of continuing to hash this all out, right? If you got something new, then let's focus on it. Let's talk about it. But people are just, you listen to the conversation on the radio. I was listening yesterday. Guys, because we feel in this world like we got to talk about it, but there's nothing to say. So why keep talking about it? Are people's minds that dull that they just, or is it the appetite for information is so great, the insatiable appetites of people to hear the same thing over and over and over again? What am I missing from this, Kenny? I should know because I've been doing this for a long time and get used to the fact that people kind of want to hash over this stuff. I don't know if people really want to, or they just become sort of robots listening to the same tinkering in their head over and over and over again, and it gets to a point where it's comfortable. Okay, yeah, that's the story. Yes or no?
Well, I think it's captivating because it's really? Because it's such a mystery, and it's hard to most people just can't get enough of it, and you keep hoping that yesterday the Prime Minister in Australia introduced this satellite photo of a little dot that might be something, and everybody's all excited because this is the first lead of any kind that there has been, but. There is no information, and the thing I find really strange about it is that when this first happened, there was all this excitement about two passengers with stolen passports.
Right.
There was the pasts of the pilot and the co-pilot and who was or wasn't on the plane, and now none of that seems to matter anymore.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, so there you go. my point made. 888-302-3684. How much of this has captivated you? We even had a poll about that this week at DougStephan.com. What the biggest story or the reworking of stories over and over again? I feel the same way about what's going on in the Ukraine, although now the news media has us believing that Russian troop movements will lead to an invasion of the Ukraine. You think that's in the works? Because there are 20,000 Russian troops maybe positioned to come into Ukraine on the east end of Ukraine. They couldn't possibly go in and invade Ukraine. That is an act of war. But they can scare everybody over there, and maybe that's it. 888-302-3684. Email to Doug at DougStephan.com or to Ken at DougStephan.com. Twitter at Good Day Show. Facebook.com/Good Day Show. Bottom line is the leader of Australia says nothing has been spotted in the air search. 17 after the hour here on the Good Day program.
Ladies, are any of these symptoms familiar? Hot flashes, sleeplessness, irritability? How about low libido or weight gain? If you're a woman over 40 experiencing any of these symptoms, you probably have hormonal imbalance. And until you balance your hormones, it can be practically impossible to get relief from these problems. But you're in luck, because Ambren can help you balance hormones and relieve your hot flashes, sleeplessness, irritability, and other symptoms of menopause. And now you can finally lose weight with Ambren Weight Loss, a powerful new product that will help you get the results you want. So you can finally lose the weight and all those other awful menopause symptoms. Call now and ask how you can get your free sample of Ambren Weight Loss. Just call 1-800-250-5335. This is a limited time offer, so don't wait. Call Ambren right now, 1-800-250-5335. That's 1-800-250-5335. 1-800-250-5335.
Are you a man or a woman over the age of 40 and worried about your blood pressure? Heart Factors Plus to the rescue. It's a new all-natural formula that boosts nitric oxide levels, which naturally widen the arteries and improve their elasticity to maintain healthy blood pressure. More blood to your heart, to your head, and all the areas of your body that need to be fed. That's everywhere. Heart Factors Plus works brilliantly for men and women all over the country who are worried about their blood pressure as they get older. Call right now to try Heart Factors Plus, absolutely risk-free. 800-577-8560. That's the number for Heart Factors Plus. 800-577-8560. 90-day money-back guarantee. Get the blood all around your body. 800-577-8560. Boosting nitric oxide levels greatly benefits your blood pressure, keeps your arteries clean and strong. You'll love it. It's Heart Factors Plus for your blood pressure. 800-577-8560. Hi, it's Doug Steffen with big news for allergy sufferers. Prescription nasal sprays are the most effective treatment for nasal allergies. Now, for the first time, one's available without a prescription. Try new Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Your symptoms, like sneezing and runny nose, are caused by your body's chemical responses to allergens. Nasacort stops more of these responses than antihistamines to relieve nasal allergy symptoms, even congestion, for 24 hours. New Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed. Visit Nasacort.com.
I had crunchy Belvita breakfast biscuits this morning. Then what did I do? Did a sit-up, did my makeup, late to train. So I stood up, made a guy think I was into sports. Sports! Had a meeting where we met, then a meeting after that. Took a break and then we had another meeting.
That didn't rhyme.
Yeah, sorry. Those meetings left my brain a bit blurg.
Crunchy Belvita breakfast biscuits are made with delicious ingredients and carefully baked to release steady energy all morning long. Belvita.
Morning win.
All right, callers at 888-302 Doug. Here's Robert in Washington with a focus on the obsession the news media has over this plane.
So the news media has become an entertainment source. It's not so much information worthy. There's so much more information that needs to be broadcasted that the media is focusing on this and ignoring everything else. When the tyrant Obama is taking away our civil rights and our Second Amendment rights, and he has the power to detain any American for any reason, for any amount of time, but no one cares about that because everyone's focused on an airplane. With airport security so tight now, my belief is that rather than try to hijack a plane from the airport, you just steal the entire plane and you can hide it. I'm sure there's a country out there that's anti-American that'd be more than willing to hide an aircraft. Then you fill it full of explosives or whatever you want and then fly it into the Capitol or into D.C. Just mark it up as another plane. But the media is so focused on entertaining everybody rather than broadcasting the news that can really affect us as Americans. They just want to entertain us, and that's what keeps us glued to television.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on big pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338. And talk to the Patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Actually appeals to me. One of the people that you've heard from before, American Idol contestant MK Nobelette singing All of Me is her Save song. Try and get something out of it for a second, right? The judges were not unanimous in the decision. She was using this as her Save song. I think she was the lowest vote getter in the group of Majesty Rose, Dexter Roberts, and her. So I guess, is that the rule? If you don't get all three of the judges, then you can't move on? Is that it? If she didn't get a unanimous decision, that means she's out? Is that how it works?
I think so.
Yeah.
We're on top of that story. Well, I haven't watched the voting on Idol in a while.
Right. All right, let's get back to the voting on whether you're interested in this Malaysian airliner situation. Let's have Patricia in Texas up next here on the missing plane story.
The president has stated that he has all available military access out there searching for this pieces of this airplane. My thoughts go out to the families and the military. Thank God for them. What if it is a ploy? What if it's a ploy to get our military in these positions and then someone from over yonder, wherever, attack us while we're looking at this, and then we got the president worrying about Obamacare at the White House. I mean, I don't speak out much. I hardly watch any news, but this kept me up all night long.
All right, so there's someone. Does it sound lousy if I question her intelligence? Nah. 888-302-3684. Let's see here. Susan's in Massachusetts with what she's concerned about regarding the first people who were thought to be suspects here, the stolen passport people.
The one thing about all the coverage that I found so shocking was the revelation of all the glaring gaps in passport control. I guess I was naive. I didn't realize in the post-9/11 world that there was such heavy use of fraudulent and stolen passports. And the other thing is the technological gaps. You know, I feel like our whole international aviation system is still operating on a mid-20th century. My late father was a World War II navigator, and I think he'd be rolling over in his grave, or is, just the thought that we're not availing ourselves of the latest and greatest technologies to keep passengers safe. And I really think as international airline consumers, we have to start advocating and fighting the airlines and the pilots' unions to get, you know, streaming videos and accessing better technologies to track airlines, especially in these areas where radar is virtually inactive. I was just shocked. The coverage has been really educational in many ways.
All right, so there's somebody with the opposite point of view. You're being naive, Susan. We can't tell the rest of the world how to. We can just decide after all this. You're not flying in that area of the world. You're not going to fly on Malaysia Airlines. We're not going to be able. Americans aren't going to tell them what to do and how to monitor the flight paths. You make a decision. You're big boys and girls now. You know what's going on in the real world. Keith in Connecticut, what do you think?
It seems like the American media is doing what they, you know, what they're supposed to be doing is pretty much, you know, getting ratings. So you know they're doing all the cover, you know, what they can do. But my main problem is with the Malaysian government. You know, they're giving contradictory statements. You know, the plane is here. We have, you know, satellite images here. And it's all like a red herring. So I wish that, you know, the United States government would really, you know, focus on the areas that need to be watched, like maybe San Diego. I think that area should be covered a little bit more, even though it's...
Really? No way. Hey, I'm American Sam Adams, here to get craft beer drinkers' reaction as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
God, a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that.
You think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Sam Adams!
I was going to say Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this test did is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Question for ladies and gentlemen. Are you still losing your hair in the brush? You watch it go down the drain when you take a shower? Provia is an all-natural hair thinning therapy that can help you with that problem and many more problems that have to do with your hair. If you've been using Provia, you've seen your hair grow back. It becomes thicker every day. It is absolutely wonderful, and that's why I want you to call 800-525-8319 to experience Provia. It works for both men and women. It's safe for colored hair, safe for treated hair, safe, 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 and results that you will believe after you see for yourself what's going on with your scalp and your hair. 800-525-8319. Order Provia today. Mention Doug Steffen. You'll get the brand new Super Concentrate Provia. It makes the product work even faster. Your hair will come in more quickly. Provia, 800-525-8319.
Staples has great deals on everything you need to keep a germ-free office. From latex gloves and antibacterial wipes to steam cleaners and keyboard vacuums. Everything.
Sorry.
Except germ-free coworkers. Thousands of products added online every day. Even protective suits. Save up to 50% on cleaning essentials this week at staples.com. Staples, make more happen.
Offer expires 3/28/14.
America's largest independently owned communications network, GCN.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Yeah?
you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Well, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
Well, I hope not. Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down to the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
How can you save a ton of money and prepare for emergencies? By having your own in-home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. Now you can cut down on wasted food by freeze drying your leftovers. That's right. Create your own long-term food storage by freeze drying your own fruits, meats, vegetables, even complete meals with the Harvest Right in-home freeze dryer. Imagine the savings and the peace of mind. See how the amazing Harvest Right freeze dryer works at harvestright.com.
Does advertising on the Genesis Communications Radio Network actually bring positive results? Let's ask
Thomas Baldrick from Freeze Dry Guy.
And do the GCN listeners let you know they heard your ad?
Customers do let us know they've heard Freeze Dry Guy ads on GCN. They seem to be very loyal listeners to GCN, and they stay with those shows, and subsequently they stay with our business, too.
Looking for positive results? Contact Lee Wickenhauser at 877-996-4327, extension 107.
Time is 33 after the hour. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program with a focus on usually the big stories. This hour of the program devoted to what's going on in the world of news talk radio and television to a lesser extent, the items of interest that people have followed during the course of the week with excerpts from various talk radio programs that we monitor. And as you might expect, the focus this week has been on the Malaysian airliner. The Oscar Pistorius trial has gotten some attention, but not much. I can't get myself wrapped around that, Kenny, because I just don't care. But apparently the program, strangely enough, even though it's called the Doug Steffen Good Day program, isn't about me. It's about you and what you're interested in. And apparently a lot of you are interested in Oscar Pistorius. I don't know why. Why do you think, Kenny?
Well, it's two celebrities, one who killed the other one. And it's a big, you know, it's the latest trial of the century.
Right. Trial of the moment, anyway. Okay. March Madness number 9, if you're interested in the top 10 this week, we'll review them on the Talk Radio Countdown show that airs on a lot of these radio stations around the country. So March Madness and the money. I was listening to a story yesterday, a fellow doing a talk radio program trying to make heads and tails out of this and all the money and the suit and whether or not the lawyers are involved are just looking for a payday or whether there really is something to how these athletes are being taken advantage of. This guy actually said that, that the athletes are being taken. And that's basically, I think, the sum and substance of the suit, isn't it? That they're being taken advantage of.
Yeah, that's what they're claiming, that they're participating in these games that bring so many hundreds of thousands, if not millions of dollars to their schools, and that it's all because of their work, so that they should be compensated for that.
Right. Yeah. Of course they should. Okay, let's see here. Something that we haven't really talked much about because it happened, I think it was yesterday or the day before, the death of Fred Phelps. Which I think is something that deserves a good deal of time. This is a really bad guy. Am I being, hypocritical isn't right, but am I being Am I being insensitive? And I don't know that I'm pleased. I just found this guy to be such a slimewad. And you can say, well, you don't like him because you don't agree with his point of view. Nah, it wasn't that. It was how he expressed his point of view that bothered me. I don't care. It didn't make any difference. I had him on the air once. Matter of fact, Michael, see if we can find that conversation. We had Fred Phelps on the program, and the conversation didn't get very far. He was an opportunist, a carnival barker, a bozo, just a bigot. But the bigot didn't. The only thing that I found in all of this was a way for you to, it's sort of like the scales of justice. You know, you look at people like that and you understand how many real wackos there are in the world. And that's how I looked at him. I think there are a lot of people who are accused of being wackos that really aren't. It's kind of like the list of quack doctors that you find those who are in the traditional medical world, and the government oftentimes promulgates these lists of quack doctors. The only thing that makes them a quack is they don't agree with the mainstream. All right, Michael, you got that?
There is a website which we have visited, and there's a gentleman, a minister, who runs the Westboro Baptist Church in Topeka, Kansas. He pickets all over Topeka, Kansas every day, has since the summer of 1995, and goes elsewhere around the country, wherever he can achieve attention to himself and his zealot stand against homosexuality. The Reverend Fred Phelps from Westboro Baptist Church. Reverend Phelps, good morning.
Congratulations. We've just broken a new record for the shortest interview ever in the history of the Doug Steffen Show.
He left?
He hung up.
Yes.
Is this Reverend Phelps?
Yes.
Yeah, this is Doug Steffen. We're somehow or other disconnected during the playing of some of the things from your website. Are you ready to go on the air?
Somehow disconnected. You don't need me. You're just a loudmouth blasphemer who hates God and the Bible, and you want to use me as a punching bag. You have a nice day.
Sir, you don't know me at all. Have a nice day.
This guy is a wacko, man.
Well, there's two dead voices there. Well, Fred Phelps gone now, and Jack Roberts, whose voice was there as well, passed away last week. He was the producer of my program at the time. So anyway, is there a lot to be said about Fred Phelps? Not of any value. You can use him as a punching bag if you like. Ugh, God, people like that. And yeah, that's my prejudice. And if you don't like it, listen, you can always argue with me that he was a fine, upstanding fellow. 888-302-3684. Don't know if you get too much sympathy here, but you're welcome to express yourself. Matter of fact, I don't know, do we fall into a trap if we put something up on Facebook about him? I suppose that's too easy, right, Kenny? And what does it accomplish? In essence, it's the past. It's yesterday. I want to focus on the now and move us back around. So, I'm answering my own question, sort of.
Okay. Except,
well, I mean, I don't know. What do you think?
I think it was... It's been very interesting. There's a movement online to try and get people together to go and picket his funeral.
Ha ha! What a great idea that is! All right, so we'll follow that through the course, maybe of the program here and there during the day today. You can get, by the way, all the pieces of this program. If you don't have time, who's got time to listen to 5 or 6 hours of a conversation radio program? There are very few repeated moments in this show, and that's what makes it different from most everybody else who's doing a talk radio program. I don't like to go down the same street too often, or if I have to, I like to look for different angles. So that's why the podcast at podcast1, podcastone.com, of this program every day. It's synthesized into a little less than 2 hours, but it's the flow, it's the stream, it's all the information and the conversation that we have with me and the other participants in the program. So you may want to catch it every day if you're a big fan of the program. Thank you for that, by the way. Check it out, podcast1one.com. All right, so let's get back to the situation at hand here conversationally. A lot of discussion this week about what's going on in the Ukraine. Actually, that's number two item this week on the countdown that, as I said, you can listen to on your station probably over the weekend. Here's host Brian Thomas talking to Congressman Thomas Massie of Kentucky about what Massie thinks ought to be done with Russia having more or less taken over the Crimea. And some say they're massing troops on the border of the Ukraine. Is there an invasion ahead?
What would a, and I'm not suggesting you're running for the highest office in the country yet, right, Congressman Massey, but what would Congressman Massey do as President Massey insofar as the Ukraine-Russia situation? I'm kind of scratching my head what I would do, and I think ultimately, what can I do?
Well, first of all, I'm never going to run for that office, but let me tell you what I've seen done that I approve of so far.
All right.
We have moved assets to Poland and Romania. So basically, I think we should establish a very strong defensive posture and to send the message. And we should draw the red line there. My goodness, if you can't draw the red line there, where are you going to draw it?
Where, at Poland?
Yes.
Okay. Well, and you say move assets there. The only thing I know we moved there, you mean military assets, because I know we moved Joe Biden in there the other day. That doesn't help the situation at all.
We should put him on the border. But
that's a deterrent.
Yes, an early warning system. But in any case, we did move planes to Poland and Romania. So I do agree with that. Now, let me tell you.
Well, those are NATO allies, though, correct?
That is correct.
So, I mean, we've got a contractual, if not moral, ethical obligation to defend NATO allies. And Ukraine wasn't a member of NATO, correct?
That is correct.
All right.
And we have no contract to send them a blank check, which is something I would not do. So in Congress, and you don't have to guess what I would and wouldn't do because I have to vote on these things.
Right.
But in Congress, we voted whether to give the president $1 billion to loan to the Ukraine. Now, it turned out when the bill came up in Congress, it never said $1 billion anywhere. It was just basically a blank check to the president to send whatever he wanted. Because, you know, we wouldn't want to be inconvenienced with the second vote if he decided to make it $10 billion.
But under the terms and conditions of Ukraine's relationship and their holdings and dealings with Russia, that money ultimately would go directly to Russia.
It would pay their gas bill to Putin, yes. So I was one of 23, I believe, that voted no on giving the president a blank check to loan money to the Ukraine. And by the way, I think it's a bad loan. The banks assess the risk associated with the loan. I think it would be a bad loan to make.
Has Moody's even given Ukraine a credit rating? I'm all right.
Typically, when part of your territory's been ceded and there's been a coup recently, it's not a good indication that you're going to be able to pay back the loan.
All right, that was a pretty predictable conversation, and not particularly interesting from my perch. However, it might have been something that you were excited about. And so, as I said, even though this is called the Doug Steffen Good Day Program, it's not all about me, it's about you and what it is that you think is important. You're the one who registers with calls to 888-302-3684, among other things, or email to Doug or Ken at DougSteffen.com, or following up on Facebook, Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day Show. So I'll have some of your comments about what's happening and whether we ought to be involved in Ukraine coming right up here on Good Day, 16 before the hour.
This is an urgent message for all individuals with extremely large credit card debt. No matter how much you owe on your credit cards, the company that has settled more debt than anyone in the U.S. could settle your debt too. While you make one low monthly program payment, you have the opportunity to hear how low your monthly program payment could be for free. This free information is available now simply by calling Freedom Debt Relief at 1-800-381-3296. I repeat, if you have extremely large credit card debt, you now have the ability to reduce your total debt and get one simple low monthly program payment. This could allow you to resolve your debt faster than you ever thought possible. But you should act quickly. Call Freedom Debt Relief now to learn how much you could save. 1-800-381-3296. Again, this life-changing information is available for free. To find out how much you may be able to save, call today. 1-800-381-3296. That's 1-800-381-3296. 1-800-381-3296.
I would like you to take a quick look in the mirror right now and look at the bags under your eyes. Would you like to simply just get rid of them? Introducing Genucel. Genucel, developed from stem cell therapy, gets rid of bags and puffiness under your eyes. People can say, why would you use stem cell therapy? Because you get it the all-natural way your body works, so that the natural way to reduce the puffiness and the bags and that sort of thing, the lines around your eyes, comes from work that's been done on stem cells that are just like the stem cells in your body. You'll see the results of this great product making you look younger. Wrinkle-free skin is what you're looking for. Call 800-543-9262 for GenuCell. And by the way, mention Doug Steffen when you call. You get a free jar of the legendary face cream, Esotique. You'll be absolutely amazed by the results, or you get your money back. GenuCell and Esotique for the same money. 800-543-9262. Eating too much, eating the wrong foods, even sleeping in the wrong position can give you an upset stomach. After eating, what do you do when you have that queasy, uneasy, refluxy feeling? Take a Gutsy Chewy tablet. Gutsy Chewy is an all-natural oral and digestive supplement which enhances your body's defense against heartburn, reflux, and helps maintain oral health. Go from that after-eating feeling of gut burn and gut bloat to gut good with all-natural Gutsy Chewy. Learn more at GutsyProducts.com. That's GutsyProducts.com.
Your Buick certified service technicians would like you to think about something. And no, it has nothing to do with oil levels, the brake pads, or tire wear. They'd like you to think about the view from the window of the bed and breakfast you'll be visiting this weekend, or the crust on the beef Wellington you plan to make at your cooking class tomorrow. As the experts in Buick maintenance, they'd like you to think about the lyrics of the new song you just discovered on your drive to work, or the sunset you plan to enjoy on the ride home. The Buick certified service experts would like you to think about anything but the maintenance of your Buick. That's their job. If you don't know worry-free service, you don't know Buick Certified Service. And now, experience it for yourself. Get a 5-quart Dexo synthetic blend oil change, 4-tire rotation, and 27-point inspection for $39.95 or less. Excludes full synthetic oil, tire balancing tax, and more than 5 quarts of oil extra. Most V6 and V8 engines and other select vehicles require more than 5 quarts of oil. Visit BuickCertifiedService.com for details and to find a participating dealer.
All right, on the Ukraine, host Mac Watson and Larry Gatos talking to Senator McCain about being named as a person of sanction.
There's some news out of Washington about Senator John McCain. He joins us. Senator, how are you today?
I'm very terribly upset and just saddened. I can't tell you what a traumatic experience it is for me to be sanctioned by Vladimir Putin.
You've been banned from Russia.
Banned from Russia, and so spring break in Siberia is now off. My shares in Gazprom have been taken away, and my secret bank account in Moscow has been frozen.
And you can't hang out with the owner of the Brooklyn Nets now either. Come on.
Jeez.
That's right. And at war, Vlad, you know, Vlad and I, we, you know, both ex-military guys and all that. He's KGB. I was, you know, I was in the Secret Service myself. Mm-hmm. So we have a lot in common.
How did you get banned? Why you?
Because they view me as one of their greatest, if not enemy, certainly adversary. Some years ago, Putin said, my two biggest problems are Chechnya and McCain. They have resented my depiction of Vladimir Putin for exactly what he is. President Obama thought he could work with him. Remember, reset button. Remember, tell Vladimir that after I'm reelected, I'll be more flexible. Remember that? Well, I always knew him for what he is. He's a KGB colonel apparatchik that wants to regain the Soviet empire.
Oh, this whole Ukraine-Crimea thing does not surprise you then. You kind of sort of saw this years ago.
I predicted that he would go into Crimea if he thought that he had lost Ukraine, because there's the major Russian naval base in Sevastopol, which provides Russia access to the Mediterranean, would be in jeopardy. So he did what he did in order to maintain control of that Crimea, where that base is located. And he thought he could do it without paying a heavy penalty. And apparently that's the case, because the president is not even taking steps to try to give the Ukrainians some defensive weapons. And by the way, Ukraine, after the downfall of the Soviet Union, had nuclear weapons.
Right.
They gave up those nuclear weapons in return for pledge of territorial integrity, including Crimea, for Ukraine. Now, think of what Putin's decisions would have been if Ukraine hadn't given up their nuclear weapons. I think he would have been a little more careful. But by the way, he's now in out just on the borders of eastern Ukraine. He is talking about places like Moldova.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Talk Radio, the Doug Steffen Good Day way of overviewing things that are going on conversationally in our country during this hour of the Good Day program. Some of the things that we talk about are not necessarily related to a good day. However, if you're following all the basketball activity, it's hard, as they say, to swing a dead cat around if you're trying to find something that's entertaining on television and you don't like college basketball. You got to do a little fishing. Last night, as I was dozing off to bed, I clicked it. It was CBS first, and then there were any number of cable channels and some other. Well, there's something else going on one of the really sketchy cable channels. I know we talked about it yesterday morning. What's the other cable channel that seems to have all these many of these games on it, Kenny? The old True TV, right? Yeah. All right, so anyway, how are you doing when it comes to the bracket? Yesterday, I was talking to a friend of mine who's a business associate who lives in Columbus. And I called him mid-afternoon, and he didn't answer the phone. Now, this guy always answers his phone, but he's a graduate of Ohio State. Guess what he was doing? he was watching the game. They lost by 1 point to a team that didn't seem to be as good. I'm trying to remember what team he was telling me. Was it Dayton? Okay, thank you, Michael. Lost to Dayton. What an outrage. Columbus losing to Dayton. If you're not from Ohio, you don't understand how bad that is. Dayton, no matter what it is, never mind basketball, just the fact that Dayton beat Columbus is an outrage. And because, you know, Dayton's never been taken too seriously as a real city. Columbus and Cleveland, yeah, but Dayton? Ah. All right, so anyway, here are a couple of radio hosts, Karen Anderson, Kevin Meeks, talking to Stacy St. Clair about this is something that would bother me if I had worried. Yeah, I'm not worried about productivity with my people because they're always on it. But there are many of you who have wasted a lot of time, and a lot of business people are upset because of all of the focus on March Madness.
This is going to cause a problem, isn't it? I mean, people are into this, and employers are going to have to, I don't know, what do you do?
Yeah, I mean, actually, there's an estimate out there that the tournament costs $1.2 billion in lost productivity every year. If there's about 50 million people who play in their office pools, so if each person spends, you know, 1 hour worrying about their pool or watching a game or following it online, and that's every hour of lost productivity. If everyone loses 1 hour of productivity, that's $1.2 billion.
But now, if I may, I can look at that. I can look at exactly the same thing on the other side of the coin and put it this way. That this is anticipated. They know that this is scheduled every year, that this is going to happen. So it's not really lost productivity. It's just a shift, right? You know, we had a story, right, Stacey, you may have seen this too, last week, that said that men actually schedule vasectomies at this time of the year so they can sit on the couch with a bag of peas on their nether regions watching the TV.
That is really great planning. I'm impressed. But yeah, I mean, employers obviously know, and just like employers, you know, pretend not to know that betting is going on in their office, I think everyone just kind of turns a blind eye to the lost productivity. And actually, the lost productivity started Monday when people like me, I went to the University of Missouri, you come in and you bemoan the fact your team didn't make the tournament, or not a single school from Illinois made the tournament. So they're already losing productivity by the time the games tip off.
See, I'm wondering if any blocking devices are going to be used. Can you do anything like that?
Boom!
Actually, there's an outplacement firm here in Chicago that tallied the $1.2 billion, and they recommend that offices just give into it. Cater lunch so your employees don't take, you know, the four-hour lunch on the, you know, first day of the tournament. And they can put televisions around your office space, so like all the bandwidth is not taken up by the people who are trying to, you know, quietly watch the game.
So am I Scrooge McDuck here? If I thought that people were actually deliberately screwing off watching March Madness while I was paying them to work, I'd be very upset. I depending on the caliber of the work and who it was, I might want to fire a couple of people. I think making light of this and having fun with it, when the consideration is given to you being paid to do a job and you're not doing your job because you're interested in March Madness, I find that, frankly, patently offensive. So, yesterday was day three of the tournament, right, Kenny? We know which...
Yeah, it was sort of the opening day, but there were a couple play-in games the days before.
Yeah, I don't know. Warren Buffett didn't make any big bets, did he? I don't know, make any bets. 59 past the hour, and good day.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.